Observations column. Titled, The Time Is at Hand. Written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. As we enter Easter Passover week, we are taking a two-week break from our study in Revelation. We have been following events of the future, and it's time to pay closer attention to the most important week of Jesus' life while on earth. Palm Sunday was a day of joy and celebration for Jesus' flock that has followed him for a week or two from the Galilee region. As they climb the Mount of Olives from the east, they leave the towns Bethpage and Bethany behind them, and cresting the top of the mount, Jerusalem comes into view, that glorious city. It was at that time, as it is today, a steep climb down to cross the Kidron Valley, and before coming to the rise again leading up into Jerusalem. His followers are filled with excitement, anticipating his victorious taking of the throne of David. Getting caught up in an exciting event, it is easy to become distracted in the minute-to-minute things and lose sight of what is really going on. Jesus was leading his flock into Jerusalem. Passover was only a week away. Surely, this was the time for Jesus to claim the throne of David as David's rightful heir. Israel's release from the occupying army of Rome would bring freedom to the Jews. What could possibly go wrong? But Jesus had told his disciples not long ago about the trip to Jerusalem. He had to go to the city, the priests and leaders would charge him, and being turned over to the Gentile army of Rome, he would be condemned, beaten, abused, and crucified. Caught up in the excitement they were all feeling, they lost sight of Jesus' own prophetic word spoken earlier. For us, we know how easy it is to be drawn away by distractions of all sorts, any sort. How do we rid ourselves of the distractions? Get your heart off the excitement and touch base with reality again. Quiet yourself and prepare to hear from the Holy Spirit indwelling you. In Matthew 6 verse 6, Jesus said, But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.